Well, in New York, the UN has a new Secretary General. Today, the Security Council approved Portugal's former Prime Minister, Antonio Guterres, as the successor to Ban Ki-moon, the South Korean statesman who's stepping down after 9 years. Guterres is no stranger to the UN. He was the High Commissioner for Refugees for a decade before stepping down last December. Michael Doyle is a former Assistant Secretary General at the UN, where he served under Kofi Annan from 2001 to 2003. He's now Director of the Columbia Global Policy Initiative at Columbia University and joins us from their studios. Professor Doyle, welcome.
Thank you very much, Robin. Delighted to be here.
So we're hearing this was pretty much a unanimous choice in the secret ballot by the Security Council members. What do you think of it?
I think it's an excellent choice. He brings three really important traits to the job. Number one, he was the prime minister. He was the head of government of Portugal, so he brings political talents, which is essential for the role. Number two, he headed a very important multilateral agency, the High Commission for Refugees, so he knows the UN system and he's dealt with crises. Number three, he has an ability to inspire. I've seen him speak to audiences, including students, professors, and others, and he can lighten up a room and to persuade people to do the kind of things that are sometimes difficult.
Well, given everything that's going on, people are hoping that that will be what happens. But first, some questions. There was criticism that a woman wasn't picked. Several were thought to be in the running.
Yes. Many people around the UN, including myself, think it's high time that we have a female Secretary General. And there were some strong candidates. But the key factor that produces the person is the votes of the members of the Security Council. And they make a choice based upon their national interest together with what they think is best for the institution. And often the first one is the strongest.
Well, so you were an assistant secretary general. We have a new secretary general. What exactly do they do?
In the UN Charter, he's described as the chief administrative officer of the United Nations. But ever since Doug Hammarskjöld, there's a different vision, and that is that the Secretary General is someone who has a political, a diplomatic role, that the nature of the job, the expectations attached to it suggest that he be an advocate for the world's people, especially those who don't have a strong voice through strong governments. And it's a level of responsibility that's political and that it's designed to be a trust, a responsibility that he holds. And I'm hoping he realizes that.
Well, in thinking about it, it feels as if the role of Secretary General is to be incredibly diplomatic until world conflicts or world situations call for something else, in which case it feels as if when the Secretary General stands up and says something publicly, it carries a little more weight.
It certainly does, and that's because he represents the world's peoples. Now, not officially, not directly, not legally, but in terms of expectations, that certainly could become attached to the job. It gives him a certain amount of influence. But at the same time, he doesn't have a government. It's a very difficult position.
Well, and it's part of the difficult job at this point in history, overcoming the perception in many corners that the UN is powerless. So much conflict that seems intractable in the world, and the UN seems unable, as do many of the member countries, to stop it.
I think that's a widespread perception. The important thing to remember is that the UN is 193 member states. The influence and the power of the Secretary General is the power of persuasion, that is, to bring these member states together to deal with crises of the world. But it needs to be done.
Well, and it seems with this Secretary General's background, the problem that seems the most intractable, the refugee crisis, is one that he might zero in on.
Exactly. I'm sure that he would understand that having been for 10 years the head of the refugee agency, expectations that he will focus on the crisis in Syria and the protracted refugee crises around the world, that is, the large numbers of refugees in places like Kenya.
Well, and we're reminded of this with the stunning, and we'll post it at hereandnow.org, the stunning picture of dead refugees on a refugee boat in the New York Times. Did you see that picture of refugees from Africa spread,
yes,
almost Christ-like?
It was a horrendous picture. But this happens, has been happening every day in the Mediterranean. It happened, as we know, across the Aegean as well, that very moving picture of the young boy face down in a beach. These are important because it engages the humanity in all of us.
But, you know, again, it's been ongoing. What can he do now that he couldn't do as head of the very Commission on Refugees?
Well, right now he will be in direct contact with the Security Council. They have the political authority and responsibility to intervene in crises of the world. The task that he faces is to persuade them to arrive at a common position that can genuinely address the immense humanitarian emergency within Syria today. And that'll be a task that will require every diplomatic talent that he has.
Michael Doyle, director of the Columbia Global Policy Initiative at Columbia University, a former UN Assistant Secretary General, commenting on the appointment of the new Secretary General, Portugal's former Prime Minister, António Guterres. Professor Doyle, thank you.
Robin, delighted to have joined you.